We just heard just the other day that the United States government has purchased all the butter in California, all of it, and putting it in storage. And also, we heard that somebody sent us an email that said that the federal government had bought all of the number 10 cans of food that Oregon Freeze Dry would manufacture and can through the year 2009. They have bought it all. And that's something, isn't it? They're expecting and planning something to happen. And I got a feeling they think we're going to be, in fact, was anybody at the Atlanta Women's Conference the other day when Kay Arthur spoke? Anybody here that was there? Nobody? Have anybody heard about it? You heard about it, yeah. Well, Kay Arthur, anybody heard of Kay Arthur? Okay, some of you women know her. She's a great woman of God. And she got up before 20,000 women and spoke, and she had a terrible time getting it out. But she so much is said, and this is not her normal way of doing business. God was on her. The Holy Spirit was on her. And she had to pray, I understand, to get through the whole thing. But she said God has showed her the United States of America is fixing to undergo a physical famine. And the famine was going to get so bad that women would eat their own children. Isn't that something? So, we need to straighten our act up. We need to start believing God. God has told us in His Word what He'll do. He said, if you'll obey me, I'll do anything you ask me. I'll bear your sickness and remove your disease, and I'll give you divine health. All you got to do is study my Word and walk in love. That's all He wants us to do. And if we will do that, He will bless our socks off. And, of course, as I've learned these principles and sought Him and studied and done all the things that I've done, that's why God has honored what I've taught, and that's why He's healed so many people and done so many wonderful miracles for me. I have people call me all the time and say, I don't believe what you teach, but I don't see no miracles either. I say, well, I believe what I teach, and I get to see a few. Don't you, Brother Jim? Sure. God does answer your prayer when you pray in faith. Now, I also would like you to know that there's a couple of other things before we pray for people that on the FEMA list, just to tell you what they're all about, they have a red and a blue list. And many pastors are on the red list. And the red list, if when the martial law comes, what they say is everybody on the red list is automatically annihilated. They bring you to the camp and they kill you. Well, that's what they're going to do. So what is it that sounds like they're trying to wipe out Christianity? Who does it sound like behind that? The devil. The devil's really behind that. And, of course, God's putting all of us to test to see what we're going to do. Are you going to fight the fight of faith? What are you going to do? You going to lay back and let this beast take you? Are you going to fight? Are you going to stand in faith? You're going to walk holy before me. And if you'll walk holy before me, I'll fight your battles for you. Is that what the king said?
Amen.
Yep. And as long as that's what we do, we're at that point today. We are Americans. We are weak and stupid, and we don't know how to do anything. We can't work anymore. So many, we can't do anything ourselves. We've got to send everything out to a foreign country to get it made. We can't do it ourselves anymore. And I remember when this nation used to be a nation that made everything, made it good. You make things good. I've bought several things that China has made down here because it is cheap. But that's exactly what you get. It's cheap. It ain't worth nothing. I bought three or four drills from them because I thought they were good. And I bought them because they were cheap. And, man, they didn't last no time. I say, hey, ain't buying no more drills from China. But that's what it used to be with the Japanese, when I was a young man, when Japan started first making things, you say, I'm not going to buy anything else because it's made in Japan. But Japan is now making extremely good stuff. But the Chinese will get to that point. But they're not there yet. But they will get to that point. But the other day when we were in Germany, we got to tour the Mercedes plant. I had no idea what those Mercedes cars cost until I walked in there and found out the S-Series cars were $150,000 up. That's where they started. Some of them went up to $1.5 million for a car.
What could you do to one to make it worth that?
Well, those people over there, they never make a car till they have an order for it in advance. They never build cars to sit on a showroom floor. If you order it, somebody orders that car exactly and pays for it, or they don't build it. And one of the things, when Cheryl and I was there, we got to take a tour. Wasn't tour day, but we got to sneak in with a tour. It was with the people that come to pick up their new cars. And so we got to go on a tour with about 20 people, I guess. And we found out that out of the 400 S cars they make every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, they work around the clock. They make 400 of these S series, these expensive ones. They make 2,000 cars a day, but they make 400 of these S series. Half of those are going to China. These $150,000 to $500,000 cars, half of them, 200 a day, is going to somebody in China. So somebody's making serious money in China, you know, if they can afford to drive those kind of cars. But, you know, at the end of the age. I'm doing a lot of study right now on time frames and when the end of the age is. But I believe, and of course, you know, a lot of people have their own thoughts about this, and some people will disagree with me totally, completely. I believe that anywhere from maybe a few months to a couple of years at most, I haven't done all the research I need yet. I believe we're at the beginning point of the tribulation period. But I do believe that the war in Iran is going to start before September. I believe we'll have a war in September, and I believe when we attack them and with Israel, I believe that's when they're going to attack us. And I believe these 70 camps that are hid out all over the place over here, that not really hid out, we know where every one of them's at. We're not doing nothing about it. And I think they will attack us, and I think when they do, that's when these suitcase nuclear bombs that they have, I believe they will do just exactly what they said. In fact, some of the prophets that have been saying some of the things that's told them what's happened exactly in the last 10 years with the Muslims, they're saying that within the next 60 to 90 days, we will be struck with a nuclear war in the United States of America. So, you know, what do you do? How do you get ready for that? You know, you learn how to pray in faith. You learn how to walk in faith. You know, that's just like out here. We had 3 years ago, one of the ladies that works out here had a dream. And she said, I woke up and I was outside and there was a huge tornado just tearing everything. Dallas, it was just shredding all kinds of stuff. And she said, I was standing here and I felt no fear whatsoever. And she said, all of a sudden I saw a big, beautiful rainbow come from this side of this property over to this side. We got 100 acres of land right here. And she said, I said, Lord, what are you doing? He said, this little place belongs to me. And I'm protecting it. That makes me feel very good. You know that? That this little place belongs to the Lord. And He's protecting it. Well, if your little place belongs to God, He'll protect yours. You know that? He's no respecter of persons. But you'll have to stand in faith. Just like somebody asked me about rebuking a tornado. I was right over here in front of my shop, right behind his church. It happened 15, 18 years ago. A tornado was coming right across there. My nephew saw it. He said, Thurman, look at that tornado. It's coming straight toward us. I said, no problem, Chuck. See, now what if I hadn't have known how to act on God's promises? I'd have got tore up. But I just put my hand out. I rebuked it and commanded it to dissipate in the name of Jesus. It was gone. Just that quick. Chuck said, Thurman, it's like that thing obeyed you. I said, it did. But another night, right over here, one tore up my children's playhouse. And my son-in-law was here. It was night. I didn't see it coming until I heard the noise. And I ran outside, and it already picked up. I'd built Amanda a little two-story, about a 10-by-10 playhouse for her to get up in and play. And it had picked that thing up and it was scattering it all through the sky. And I ran outside, and my son-in-law, he was here that night. And he ran outside. He said, my gosh, look at this wind. It's going to tear the whole place down. Now, see, his confession was wrong. His confession was wrong. I said, no, Toby. I said, I have authority over this thing. In the name of Jesus, I rebuked that thing, and instantly the storm stopped, and the playhouse fell straight to the ground. Of course, it tore it all to pieces when it hit the ground. totally tore up the playhouse, but that's the only thing that was damaged on the place. After that, a wind that was blowing 100, 150 miles an hour, the minute I rebuked it and commanded it to leave, within 2 seconds, there was just a light breeze blowing. How much power do we have over the enemy? What do you not understand about all? What do you not understand when God says, if my words remain in you, and if you remain in me, you can ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. What do we not understand about that? As sons of God, He didn't come to destroy us. He came to destroy the wicked, not us. But we need to take those people that are wicked. We need to be walking as examples of Jesus Christ before those people. We need to be doing things in awesome power and authority. And if God will do these things for me and through me, He'll do them through you. Amen. You know, so you won't have to worry about getting healed. You get healed, you stay healed when you walked in faith. When you receive Jesus as your healer by faith in His Word, just like I did, just like Brother Jim did, you won't never have to be sick again. You know, here he's 88. He ain't going to be sick no more. I'm only 70, coming up on 70, and I've not been sick in 25 years. But I don't plan, when I'm 88, I don't plan to have ever had another sick day either. That's my confession. If He bore my sickness, removed my disease, I ain't going to talk about my problems because I don't have any problems. I realize there are trials and tribulations that I'm going to overcome to walk into the kingdom. They're all just a test. I'm going to overcome them all in the name of Jesus. Aren't you? Yes, absolutely. Because we are in for something so severe in the next few months. I think it's going to be awesome. I really think it's going to be awful. What's going to happen? Be ready if the Lord, if there was ever a time, if we have a nuclear war and things, bombs starts going off, if you start running and screaming and just as afraid as everybody else, they ain't going to come to you for help. But if you walk through the fire, if you walk through the fire in faith, and is that possible? Is it?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk through the fire with Jesus, can we walk through the fire?
Amen.
Absolutely. You don't have to worry about nothing. But you've got to walk in faith, not fear, to do that. So, anyway, like I say, the last 30 or 40 minutes has just been free.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.